So I think I'll go ahead and start. Welcome to all of you who are on the call. There may be a few more coming in. But hi, everyone. I'm Megan. And I'm really glad that you could join us on this first call to find out more about the Feminine Path of Power Training for Women. So some of you have already signed up for the online program, and that's great. I'm really glad that you'll be joining us. And some of you I know on the call are interested, but you want to know more about the program. And that's great, too. So welcome, everyone. I've invited a few women today to share their own experiences with my work and with some of the archetypes we'll be covering during the program. So after I give some background and an introduction to the feminine path, you'll be hearing from Karen and Marion and Sequoia about their own experiences. And Karen is with me here tonight, and she'll be helping me field some of the questions throughout our time here. And I'm going to try to keep the call to an hour, maybe an hour and 10 minutes, so I hope that you can get a good feel for the program and ask questions at the end. So once again, welcome everyone to the call. Okay, let's get started. So I want to begin our time together with some introduction to the feminine path of power, and also a bit about my own experience of feminine initiation. And then I'll introduce the five feminine archetypes and outline what the online program will involve. The feminine path of power is a path of initiation to awaken our natural powers of body, heart, mind, and spirit. It supports our physical, our emotional, and our spiritual development. And I think a big part of women's empowerment is about becoming your true self. And it's about self-confidence and self-assuredness. And when we're fully empowered through the initiation process, we have healthy self-esteem, we can trust our intuition, we can own and claim our own power, and we know that in every situation and life circumstance, we'll have free will and choice. Doesn't that sound amazing?
That does sound amazing. Hi, everybody. It's Karen. And I want all those amazing things. So I have a very basic question. How do I get initiated?
Well, it's a great question. And I think the simple answer is that in order to be initiated yourself, that you need to come in contact with women who already feel empowered and initiated. And when you spend time with women who have claimed their own power and they trust their own inner guidance and they make healthy choices for themselves, you receive direct guidance for how to embody it yourself. So, you know, women's initiation goes back thousands and thousands of years. And in the ancient days, we naturally gathered in women's circles, and we would have had daily contact with women who had powerful skills, women who had embodied their self-confidence and their power. And by being with these women over time, we too would have internalized the powerful qualities that we saw in our mothers, in our aunties, in our older sisters, and in the wise women of the village. So not only did we spend a lot of time with already initiated women, we would have then been invited to begin our initiation training when the time was right. We were then guided systematically through the initiation process through stages of learning and development to become the empowered women we were meant to be. And with these women in our village, in our circle, we were helped to find our passion and purpose, and we developed the skills to accomplish our mission in the world. So that was the advantage of just simply being in the village with initiated women. And in the ancient days, there were well thought out initiation rituals and rites of passage that were perfectly designed to help a woman find her true power and claim it. And there were sacred exercises to help a woman connect with her natural powers, her natural connection to the earth and her body, her heart, her mind, and her spirit. Now, when I was in my teens and 20s and even into my 30s, I personally was really hungering after some kind of feminine guidance. And I really suffered because I couldn't find a way to be initiated. You know, I felt pretty lost. And so after many years of therapy and study and training and travel, I developed the feminine path of power to recover these ancient initiation rites and rituals so that modern women could experience feminine initiation for themselves.
You know, Megan, this sounds like you're talking about a female mystery school.
Well, yes, actually, the feminine path of power is really a modern day mystery school for women. And it's designed to provide women with a full program of step-by-step initiation into full feminine empowerment. It feels so important to me at this time in our history to reclaim what has always been ours, our right to feminine leadership, our right to our own feminine power, and especially to our feminine spiritual authority. So as we reclaim our feminine initiations and feel fully powered ourselves, then we can pass on this gift and empower our sisters and daughters. I think that's really important.
It is. So maybe you can let us know what do we need to be initiated?
Well, great question. I think that in order to be empowered and initiated, that first and foremost, you need support. You need physical support, emotional support, and spiritual support. You need to feel safe and held by a circle of women. And I think you need other women to really listen to you, and you need other women to really see you and mirror you. And I think this mirroring piece is huge, considering that we're coming out of an old paradigm where most of us were raised by mothers who themselves were not initiated. And so many of us in our generation are wanting to be initiated, but we don't know how. You know, I was saying that I remember feeling pretty out of it as a woman when I hit my teens and my 20s, and even into my 30s. And I started reading about initiation rituals and rites of passage in ancient cultures. And I got really interested. And I remember my mantra became, you know, I want to be initiated. And then when I lived in London during my 30s, I started training with Sabonfu Somme, who is an African shamaness. I mean, she really taught me about the power of feminine initiation. It was really amazing, actually, because I had never heard about it, and so she started to train me. And after that, I started taking groups to Crete for feminine initiation. And then for the past 20 years, I've been taking women to Crete to experience the powerful feminine mystery tradition that lasted for 1,500 years on Crete. And all that I've learned and downloaded and remembered about women's initiation, I'm passing on to all of you, because I want other women to experience being seen and heard and received in a powerful circle of women. So I want you to experience your amazing feminine gifts.
What kind of gifts are you talking about?
Well, each of the five archetypes that we're going to be working with are designed to awaken your innate feminine gifts. And I think that's important for you to know, that you've got gifts that are ready to be awakened through the initiation process. And the five archetypes are the warrioress, the queen, the visionary, the manifester, and the wise woman. The warrioress teaches us how to ground and be present and live in our strength. The queen shows us how to balance our powerful emotions. The visionary teaches us to clear our mind and envision the change we want. The manifester teaches us how to manifest and create our life according to our own will. And the wise woman teaches us how to embody our own spiritual authority and become the true master of our life.
Do we really awaken all these gifts through the initiation process?
Well, my experience is yes, that when you complete initiation training, you will feel empowered in your body, in your heart, in your mind, and spirit. Through the initiation process, you will feel strong and grounded. You'll feel integrated and emotionally balanced. You'll trust yourself and your good instincts and intuition. You'll have the ability to love yourself profoundly, and you'll feel like a master of your own life and destiny. You'll know your own will and choose responsibly. You'll take total responsibility for your life. You'll be able to flow with the changes and seasons of life. That's a lot of great qualities.
Yeah.
So if you feel like these qualities you want to embody, then I invite you to join this circle of women and seek your feminine initiation.
That sounds fantastic. Maybe you could tell us a little more about each of the archetypes.
Sure. So let's begin with a brief overview of the archetypes. Let's begin with our warrioress. The warrioress walks the path of strength, and she's associated with the element of earth. The path of strength is about grounding yourself in the here and now and creating healthy boundaries for yourself. I love the power of the warrioress. Okay, next, just briefly, is the queen. And the queen walks the path of compassion and is associated with the element of water. The queen awakens your heart so that you can learn to give and receive love. And next is the visionary. She walks the path of change and is associated with the element of air. And the visionary brings you clarity of mind and also innovation for change. And next is the manifester, and she walks the path of action and is associated with the element of fire. She helps you to align your will so that you can manifest your dreams in the world. So as you've noticed, we have the earth, water, air, and fire, so the warrioress, queen, visionary, manifester. And then the wise woman, she really walks the path of mastery and is associated with the element of ether or spirit. And she really brings all of these clans, the warrioress and the queen and the visionary and the manifester clans together. And she helps you become a master of your own destiny, of your own life. So as she unites all these archetypes together, you feel a sense of your own power and hopefully you find your own purpose. And the wise woman knows that in any given situation, you have some power of choice. So you can choose either strength or compassion or change or action, depending on what the situation requires. So the wise woman really gives us a lot of freedom.
Well, that was a great overview. Can you go a little more in depth with each one and really tell us how to call up each archetype within ourselves?
Sure, that's a good idea. Thanks, Karen. Okay, so let's go into a little more detail, and then after this, we'll have some time for questions. Okay, well, let's start with the warrioress. The warrioress is grounded in the element of earth, and she walks the path of strength. And, you know, I notice that warrioress women are really grounded and really embodied, and they bring a grounded presence to any situation. Do you know any women like this? You know, women who you feel instantly safe around. You know when you're around a warrioress because they're strong in many ways, and not just physically strong. They're grounded, they feel safe, they're kind of unflappable, and they're great in a crisis. A warrioress is fearless and bold and is not intimidated by fear. And I see the warrioress as defending and protecting the village, whatever their village happens to be. And they create healthy boundaries, and they know how and when to say no. Now that's a real gift, to know when to say no. And also the warrioresses are skilled in confrontation and meeting adversity.
So when would you want to call upon the warrioress in your life?
Well, for sure, when you need to speak the truth to somebody and you might feel a little anxious or fearful, that's a really good time to call up the warrioress. Whenever fear comes up, I think she's the one to call because she has the courage to help you face your fears. And also, if you're feeling kind of scattered, the warrioress can really ground you and ground your scattered energy. And anytime you want to call in protection for yourself or anyone else, call her in. And anytime I need to hold sacred space, I call in the strength and the good boundaries of the warrioress.
So when I activate the warrioress within myself, what will I experience?
Well, I think you're going to feel a lot of courage. I think you're going to feel a deep inner strength. One thing that's really helpful is that you can quickly shift from feeling victimized in any situation and you can take back your power. You'll also be able to take a stand for what you believe in and what you value. And I think the biggest benefit is that you'll know how to make healthy boundaries for yourself in every situation so that you feel safe and protected. And I do feel like this is the biggest gift that the warrioress brings, so healthy boundaries.
Well, that sounds amazing. So what about the queen?
Well, the queen, as I said before, walks the path of compassion. She's the water goddess, and she's very powerful in her heart. She's open-hearted and emotionally honest. And I think emotional honesty is about flowing with your feelings. And this requires that you not block them or repress them, but allow your emotional life to flow. And the queen initiation helps you come into emotional balance, which is very handy when things are in turmoil and chaos. So I think that, you know, many women feel a full range of emotions, but the queen helps us to be measured and emotionally balanced. So the queen isn't constricted in her emotions. She's big and wide in her emotions, but she's learned how to balance. And I think the queen's role in the village is of skillful diplomacy, the right speech. So if you're a queen, you can mediate disputes, you can calm people's nerves and make people feel relaxed and welcomed. The queen, you know, has a big heart, but she doesn't give too much of her power away. She's not a codependent, but she's strong in her heart. And I think a key for the queen is that her strength comes from loving herself first and filling up her storehouses of love and compassion so that she can give from her abundance rather than her lack.
When would I want to call up the queen?
Well, when you're in need of some self-love and compassion, call her in. When you need diplomacy and right speech, call in the queen. If you need to intervene when people are overwhelmed, call in the queen. When you need to speak kindly and respectfully, call her in. Anytime you need to nurture people, call in the queen. And I always call her in when I'm speaking or teaching so that my words are healing and nurturing. And I also call in the queen when I need to move through intense emotions like grief or frustration or sadness or anger.
So when I activate the queen, what will I feel?
Well, hopefully you're going to feel emotionally centered and balanced. It can really cleanse your heart of any debilitating grief or disappointment. You can trust your emotional intuition. And you can learn to be deeply compassionate with yourself and others. I think the self-love is the key to the queen.
That's amazing. That sounds fantastic. So now what about the visionary?
Well, the visionary is the air goddess, and she walks the path of change. Now, we've learned that the warrioress is powerful in body, the queen is powerful in heart, and now with the visionary, she's powerful in mind. Remember, she's the air goddess, and so one of her greatest gifts is to give us clarity of mind. But she's also transformational, and she knows how to move energy. I always think about the visionary as being able to master the winds of change. So the visionary can be objective because she knows how to climb high up into the top of the trees to get perspective. And the visionary is also creative and innovative. So if something's not working in your life, she helps to change the situation. She knows how to cut through the confusion with her sword of clarity, and she envisions new ways of doing and being. What I love about the visionary is that she can break our old habits and patterns by shifting and changing and moving energy.
So when would I want to call upon the visionary?
Well, I call in the visionary when I'm stuck, when I need to move energy. You know, out with the old and in with the new. When I start a creative project, I call her in. When I want to be liberated from an old belief or an old pattern, I call in my visionary. Sometimes when I want to remember my dreams or take seriously the knowledge and the knowing that's coming to me, however that's coming to me, I honor my visionary. Also, when I need to be clear-minded or when I need to cut through any chaos or confusion, you know, I call upon the visionary.
So when I activate the visionary, how will that help me?
Well, you'll be profoundly clear. And you'll have the gifts of discernment and objectivity. Also, I think you'll feel liberated from all those limiting thoughts and beliefs that we all carry around. You can have access to your creativity, which is great, and you can invite new change. And as a visionary, you know, you can breathe new life where things need to be reborn. She's great at breathing new life into your village to revitalize a relationship or any old patterns.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Now, what about the manifestor?
So the manifestor is the fire goddess, and she walks the path of action. She helps us make our desires real in the real world. She knows how to manifest. But in order to manifest successfully, you have to be embodied with the three previous archetypes. So if you can ground with the warrioress, if you can open your heart with the queen, and clear your mind with the visionary, then you can really, truly manifest your desires. So the manifestor is powerful, not in body, heart, or mind, but in will. Now, we all know women who have powerful wills, but they may not be connected to their heart. And that can be disastrous because then the person can control and manipulate people without empathy. And this is really a true misuse of will. But the manifestor helps us first align with our own will, and then second, align with our highest will for all concerned. In this way, the manifestor helps us lead others and empower others and enlighten others when they're in darkness and when their light has gone out. Now, most women can relate to the heart or the mind or the body, but sometimes it is really hard to get a hold of what your will actually is. And so an essential component of the manifestor initiation is to identify whose will you might still be under and then get clearly aligned with your own will. Because once you're aligned with your own will, you're free to manifest who you really are and what you came here to do. Because the ultimate purpose for developing your will, which is your sacred fire, is to manifest what your soul came to do for the highest good of all.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So when would I want to call upon the manifestor?
Well, call her up when anything needs to get done. She's the path of action. So when someone needs to lead a project, when you need to mobilize your resources, when you need to delegate responsibilities, also when you need to inspire and motivate others or yourself, when you have a big task ahead of you. You can call her in when you need to act. You know, sometimes we have lots and lots of good ideas, but we procrastinate, so calling her in means you take action. So she's very decisive, and she helps us act very swiftly, and she can come in really handy when you have been a procrastinator in the past and you want to take some action right now.
Okay. So when I activate the manifestor, what will I experience?
Well, one great thing about the manifestor is that she helps you focus your will for decisive action in your life. You'll know what to do, and you'll have a plan of action. She helps you write out a plan of action. She'll mobilize your resources, and really, you'll feel empowered to shine your big, bright light. This is your sacred fire, so that you can radiate your full power and create a world where you can manifest your desires and dreams. So I love the manifestor. She's great.
So far, they're all great. So maybe you can tell us about the wise woman.
Okay. So last but not least is our wise woman. The wise woman walks the path of mastery, which is the path of integration. And she helps us to have a strong body, an open heart, a clear mind, a focused will, and an awakened spirit. So she really walks the path of choice. So imagine yourself as the wise woman standing in the center of yourself, and then you can choose the path you want to take. So do I need boundaries right now? Do I need compassion? Do I need to clear my mind and make some changes? Or do I need the path of action, and do I need to manifest something? So the wise woman stands in the center, and she chooses. She chooses responsibly. You know how it feels when you're in a situation where you feel triggered or you feel trapped or frozen and you don't know what to do? And sometimes we forget that we have options. So the wise woman sees choice, and she knows that there's always a creative solution and that in every moment you can choose what path to take. So part of her gift is perspective, and I think she gives a spiritual perspective because she takes the entire scenario, the biggest picture, into account. So with a wise woman, when you feel fully centered in your deep core self, you align with your body, your heart, your mind, and your will, This brings a powerful presence to any situation. And what I love about the wise woman is the radiant beauty that just comes out of us when we've really embodied her. And I don't mean standard forms of beauty. I mean inner beauty that really manifests into the outer world. Now, if you've ever been in the presence of a spiritual teacher or a wise woman, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So the wise woman is that part of us who feels fully enlightened. We're simply trying to remember it through these initiations.
So now, when would you call upon the wise woman?
Well, for sure, when you need to make a responsible choice. The wise woman is called when you're seeking your destiny, your purpose, and you're trying to figure out why you're here, what you're supposed to be doing, and how you're supposed to get there. The wise woman can also be called when you're feeling frozen or trapped, and you don't know which path to choose. The wise woman always helps us to choose between strength, compassion, change, or action.
So when I activate the wise woman, what can I feel then, and how can she help me?
Well, she'll definitely get you right back on your path of power. She can see right where you're out of alignment and just get you back in alignment with your true self. So she also helps you to identify where you're getting stuck. If you're getting stuck in fear or self-sacrifice, in chaos or manipulation. She helps us overcome the fears that hold us back from being our true self. She sees all the positive choices we have. And I think most importantly, the wise woman, she helps us to reclaim all of our power, align with our true self, and then, of course, manifest our dreams.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm really looking forward to this. Maybe you can give us an overview of the Feminine Path of Power online program in the next 5 months, what we can look forward to.
Okay, so let me just give a brief overview of that, and then I'm going to let Karen and Marion and Sequoia have a chance too to let us know how you've experienced this. But the online program is going to give you access to the Feminine Path membership only site. And it's a really fun interactive website that will take you through each of the five archetypes that we've just been talking about. You'll be joining a cohort, which is a private group of women. We'll be like a village of women going through it together, but really at your own pace. You know, I know how busy we all are, and I really wanted this to be, decreasing our stress and supporting. So I would say it's really only going to take about maybe 5 minutes of your time each morning to activate the altars that you'll be building, and then people will be going at their own pace. You know, whenever they have time, they can go through, listen to the stories, which are either in book form or you can hear the audio recording of me telling the stories. And then there'll be lots of just questions and art projects and different questions that you can be working through the material at your own pace. So we'll be covering one archetype a month. So we'll start with the wise woman and then go through each month taking a different one. And let's see what else. Oh, there'll be sacred images of the robes that I've made for each of the archetypes. So I've made up some really beautiful meditation cards that each one of you will get. And so you'll be able to contemplate, look at the images of the robes. Sequoia has created some amazing essential oils, which she'll be talking about, which you can then use also to enhance your activation of each of the archetypes. And then twice a month, we'll have coaching calls, and I'll be leading you through each of the archetypes. So by the end, I'm really hoping that you will have a really good feeling of being initiated into each one of these. You'll also have a good spiritual practice in place because you'll be activating the archetype every single morning for 5 minutes. And I don't know about you, but I need the discipline of doing something every day to really, you know, help me to create a spiritual practice. And also, you know, we need each other to support each other. So we'll be part of a village of women going through these initiations.
So can you give us an idea of how much time this program is going to take?
Yeah, that's a big question. Well, like I said, I recommend a 5 minute in the 5 minute morning daily prayer, meditation, activation of the archetype. And then you know, if you wanted to do it every day, you could do 15 to 30 minutes a day, or you could just take the day that you have free and take two or three hours, listen to the story, answer the questions, and just work through the material as you will. Again, I really want this to be easeful for people and for you to feel that's something you can handle. So it's really up to you. So I know that was a lot. I just wanted to give you an introduction to the Feminine Path of Power. So thanks for listening. And I wanted to now give Karen a chance first to say a little bit about her experience and also her contribution to the Feminine Path through her medium of sacred dance. So take it away, Karen.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Karen. And I have worked with Megan on the Feminine Path of Power for about 5 years now. And I'll get into that in a second. But first, I want to say how excited I am about this online launch, and that I think this is really new and innovative. And I'm really excited to reach, you know, a broader audience and bring this to more people, you know, and really touch more lives. I'm really fully committed in my life to women's initiation and women's empowerment, and I'm really excited to see how this will take off and spread to more people than can maybe physically get here. So I'm really honored to be part of it, and I'm very excited about it. I have found Megan's Feminine Path of Power to be truly transformational and life-altering. It's been, for me personally, so profoundly healing to feel like I have these five paths and these five archetypes at my disposal. It feels really helpful and supportive to know that they're there for me to reach into like a little tool bag and think that I have choice instead of being reactive or go to my go-to pattern. So I feel like it gives me that confidence to say, okay, take a breath, let me think about this and sort this out. One of the beauties of this, the Feminine Path of Power, is that it's, on the one hand, really quite simple. You know, the five archetypes are, you know, really accessible and somewhat familiar once you start reading about them. But also, on the other hand, it's a very deep and richly rewarding and complex as you get into each one. I'm a person who likes to organize and systematize and categorize, and so I love that the five archetypes, and that they have their own separate symbols and elements and powers, and I can put them into groups and so that the elements and the symbols are somewhat familiar to me from different things in my life and past. So there's an instant familiarity, there's an instant accessibility that you feel comfortable right away, and you can look at these archetypes and say, you know, I can relate to some aspects of this, and I feel that at times within myself, or even the disempowered path. So I've walked down that before. So you can instantly relate and get a connection in. And then as you delve into each individual one, how deeply complex, not complex as in difficult, but how fleshed out and rich and textured they all are. Megan has really thought through these and worked through these archetypes so that every aspect has been touched. Things you might not necessarily associate, like having the path of compassion be where you do diplomacy and write speech. You know, that might not have come up, but it fits so perfectly and it makes perfect sense once you get working within it. Each has been really fully explored, really integrated, and I think you'll find that it speaks to you. What speaks to me so much about the Feminine Path of Power and what Megan has done is that it's completely embodied. It's very experiential. It's very tactile, and you know, I guess for me, sometimes when I hear ideas or theories or thoughts, that sometimes they don't resonate within me, and what I love about the Feminine Path of Power is it really comes alive. Mm-hmm. You know, you are hearing stories, you're listening to drumming, there's myth, there's archetype that touches a really deep part of your brain. And there's the robes, there's the things to look at, there's building an altar that you can touch. All of your senses are activated. Sequoia's amazing oils that she'll talk about. There's active participation. So I just get really involved. And for me, I'm a very tactile learner. I need a visceral experience. And so to really incorporate it. So I have always, the way I've done sacred principles for myself is through sacred dance. I feel like it's a way of bringing these ideas and these spiritual principles into my body through movement and sacred dance. It's a way to bring spirit into matter so that instead of just thinking, liberation, but what does liberation feel like and how would I express that physically? You know, what does being grounded really feel like in my body? How can I express compassion, vision, objectivity, etc., on and on. So I feel like what I don't want to just think about it. I want to feel it and I want to express it. And so I really hope I can share that with you. That's been my life path. Expressing through movement and dance, you know, really captures these things and grounds them into being so they are deeply in your body so that you know them to your core.
So Karen has devised a set of sacred body postures, dances that go along with each archetype, and we're going to be videotaping them soon, and you will benefit from that. So thank you so much, Karen, for all the work you've done, you know, to help us embody the feminine path more. So really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Great. And I would love now to hear from Marion. Marion, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience, and we'd love to hear from you now.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Marion here, and I would like to share with you just initially how I started working with Megan, first to give some background. And it was about 3 years ago I took a Tree of Life training with her, and it was probably one of the most transformational experiences in my life because, you know, it was a point in my life where I really wasn't sure of who I was anymore. Just, you know, given birth and had a child that was a year and a half old, and I was really searching for what my values and truths were. So this training with Megan really provided me with a roadmap. It was user-friendly, it was practical, it was a tool that made sense to me and that I could use every day of my life. And it was a great opportunity to have, it was my first exposure really to doing some ritual, like really intense ritual. We got to do a ritual for every stage of the tree. And it provided me, you know, I guess the whole training just made me really committed to this path
and of working with Megan.
So after that experience, a couple of months later, she was taking a trip to Crete. And as she mentioned it earlier, in Crete, she explores and teaches the feminine mysteries of the ancient Minoan culture. And this was just an amazing experience at the back end of the Tree of Life training. Again, the work was very rich and deep with lots of ritual, you know, and we did drumming and storytelling and some body postures for initiation that we were all being initiated through in Crete. And it was just, you know, some of the words that Megan used earlier, I could totally apply to this experience. You know, it was just a very grounding experience to be able to connect with the land of Crete and the great mother energy that existed there. It was profoundly healing for me because it brought into my conscious awareness, you know, a lot of wounding that was in the unconscious. And I became very aware of, you know, a vulnerable, wounded child within myself. And I think that was one of the biggest gifts of that training that I took with Megan there was to just really opening up and accessing that part of myself that I really hadn't been aware of before. So the whole experience there was just juicy. It was all about feminine initiation. And again, it just provided a deep hunger within myself to do more and do more. I think it was a couple of months later after that, Megan was doing her spiritual psychology trainings, and I took part in that. And again, this is an opportunity to work with Megan where she just downloads an amazing amount of information and healing energy that is, you know, in the format of a spiritual tradition, and there's lots of, you know, personal experiences, and it's, again, it's a safe container of people working together and bringing into conscious awareness those parts of ourselves that need, I guess, that we want to transform and that we want to bring into awareness and that we want to move through. So I've had experiences with the feminine path of power. When Megan has come, I'm here on Maui, and Megan has come to Maui a couple of times, and we've done a couple of just short evening sessions where she's introduced the feminine path of power and kind of gone through all of the goddesses, and we've all had a chance to step into the robes and feel the energies that these robes, you know, transmute. They're just amazing. She's used them in healing ceremonies all over the world, and they literally hold the consciousness and the vibration of these different goddesses. So again, that's, you know, that's always just been an amazing experience, and it's always been a deep desire of mine to actually be able to take the full feminine path of training. And unfortunately, we had moved to Maui, and so it just hasn't worked out that I take her intense weekends. And this opportunity to do it online over 5 months is just tremendous. And I guess the last thing that I would say that recently during the summer, I turned 40 years old. And one of the things that I wanted to do before that was to take 10 private sessions with Megan and really use it like an alchemical process where I could just have a safe container to explore and access those parts of myself that I, you know, that I wanted to transmute and transform and move through energies. And at the end of those private sessions, I think they started in May and they ended sometime the first week of August, Megan was in Maui. And so I had the most amazing personal initiation by Megan at the end of that, with a group of women up on the mountain here in Maui, up on that, the top of Haleakala. And, you know, that is something that I had been craving all my life, you know, was to be seen and honored by a circle of women, to feel like I had done an important and intense piece of work and come out the other side of it feeling much more integrated and much more trusting of myself and, you know, the ability to be more responsible for myself and to follow my own rhythms and to tune into my own intuition. So that was, I think that was just like the icing on the cake over the last 3 years. It was just amazing, and I think I was integrating it for a couple of weeks afterwards, towards the end of August. So in general, I am a huge fan of Megan's work. I see her as my teacher for numerous years to come, and I'm really excited with this online program because, as I said, it just gives me an opportunity to get initiated in each of these five archetypal energies.
Great. Thanks, Marian. That was a great summary of lots of different experiences, so thank you so much. And I'd like to hear from Sequoia now, who has done a lot of work with Feminine Path and also is a master essential oil creator. And Sequoia, we'd love to hear from you.
Thank you, Megan. Well, I certainly appreciate being on this call, and I can echo both Karen and Marian in the enthusiasm and appreciation for the work that you have been bringing through all of these years, Megan. So. Thank you so much. I've been in my life hungering to be an initiated woman and to really understand those places within me that I just never had access to, those shadow paths that are also part of the archetypes. And what's so beautiful about this journey and this path with you that you take women on is we get to really have a place that truly is a safe container to drop into and find very deep self-acceptance for all those places within us that we just didn't know any better, you know, just those imprints and those early years of life, how we learn to do things and we adopt ways of being that don't really support and empower our true gifts. And so the path of initiation is really about those gifts and bringing those gifts into consciousness. I've been an essential oil formulator for 25 years now, and after completing the Tree of Life study, and then also attending some of the Path of Feminine Power initiations all weekends, I was so inspired to bring together essential oil blends through my gift as a medium, a plant medium, and to put together these powerful essential oil blends that could enrich my practice and also enrich the practice of other sisters, of other women. These essential oil blends, the five particular archetypes, the way in which they really can speak to you is to smell them before going into meditation, and as you smell them, you just allow yourself to drop into a place where the scent will take you. It may take you to a certain area of your body where there's perhaps blocked energy of where we're not animating that archetype more fully. It helps us to, you know, release pain. The essential oil blends, when we smell them through meditation and through breathing and movement, allow us to come into a deeper awareness of the archetype within us. And so they are very profound tools. They're tools that really deeply connect with your own psyche. And I have been working with them as a practitioner as well, and having people hold the bag of these essential oil blends and just pick one out intuitively. And this is something that I really recommend and honor everyone do, is to have their own pouch, because some of those days you're just needing to pull in one of those archetypes to support you, and it's really fun to feel the essential oil blends in this little pouch. And the one that really speaks to you, that vibrates to you, like pulling out a little angel card, and you pull that oil out and you smell it, and it immediately will offer that alignment to the source alignment energy of that positive aspect of that archetype. And it helps us to move through any pain body experiences, you know, emotions or places where we just get disconnected, or, you know, we go down those old neurological pathways. So when we smell the oil, we get to empower with the alignment of that archetype. So I use the oils on a regular basis. I use them sometimes just to open up my day and just feel into how I should start my day. You know, what archetype is really speaking for the day? And I'll put my hand in the pouch and just pull one out, and I'll go, oh, okay, well, I'm about to have a queen day, so it's time to really be present to my emotional honesty. So that's just a brief example, and I'm in such a place of feeling very privileged to have begun this work some years ago with Megan, and I look forward to supporting all women on this path of feminine power.
That's great. Thank you so much, Sequoia, and I really honor all the work you've done to bring through your destiny work, to bring these oils, to make them available, to really heal and help people. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan.
Well, this is an opportunity now to hear from all of you, so it would be great, Marion, if you can help me unmute everybody so that...
Everybody's unmuted now, Megan.
Okay. I think so. Yes, so everyone is unmuted. If you have background noise in your household, you can mute yourself. But I'd like to open it up now. If anyone has any questions, to please go ahead and speak up. Ask a question. And if you could say your name, that would be great. Does anyone have a question?
Hi, Megan. This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I was just wondering, how does Kabbalah inform the feminine path of power? Will we be hearing anything about that specifically in the training, or not really?
Thanks, Kathy, for asking that. For those of you who may not be familiar with Kabbalah, it is a huge part of my teaching in some other ways, but I don't bring it into the feminine path because I really wanted to make it open to people who have no religious affiliation at all. But of course, it is in the background. The archetypes do fit on the Tree of Life, and we could certainly talk about that offline. But I won't explicitly be teaching any particular Kabbalistic system. So that was really due to the fact that I wanted to make this a completely sort of interfaith, open to everybody kind of training.
Thank you.
Other questions people are wanting to ask?
Thank you very much. It was a very excellent introduction. And for everybody, I am also Megan's student and tremendously enjoyed all the workshops with her. A question to you, Megan. Will you be drumming and singing in real time, or it will be the audio? Recorded.
Yeah. Songs. Hi, Svetlana. Well, because this is an online program, what I've done is that on the membership site, you will have access to all my stories that are drummed, so you'll have the audio version. So it won't be me live drumming, but you'll have all the recordings of all five of the main stories. So you can either read them or you can use the audio with the drumming. So you'll have to, if you want the drumming and the dancing and the trying on the robes, you'll have to come to the actual live retreats. Because drumming is so amazing, isn't it? I couldn't figure out a creative way to do it online.
Yeah, the recorder, I have quite a few of your CDs, and that's my anchor, so.
Yeah. So you will definitely get access to all five of the initiation stories with me drumming and storytelling. Thanks, Svetlana. Is there anyone else who has a question?
Megan, this is Kathy again. I was wondering, since we're not going to be able to actually wear the robes and feel their energy, mm-hmm. Do you think, well, my first question is, how do the robes hold the consciousness of each archetype? Mm-hmm. And how can we benefit from the robes without actually wearing them?
Right. So, of course, it's always better to be in the robes live. But what I've done is that I've created meditation cards with a really good reproduction image on each of the cards. So everybody who signs up, I will be automatically sending you a pack of the meditation cards so that you can at least look at them. And actually, I think the images, I'm looking at one right now, the images are really clear and really bold, and you actually do get the essence of the energy through the card. But the way the robes hold the energy is that I put my conscious prayer meditation, all my deep intention while I'm creating the design and while I'm actually painting the robe. I do it in sacred space. I say a very a powerful prayer before I start, and then I begin painting with my sacred intention, and I try to hold the energy of the actual robe, the goddess that I'm painting, so that by the end, it's infused with the consciousness of that particular energy. And then when I travel all over the world with them and get people in them, people start infusing the robes with that particular energy, and I'm always stunned and amazed at how when people put them on, they either get the healing they need energetically, or they begin to get an affirmation, or they can even speak through the robe because the energy channels through. So miracles really happen when people have the robes on. But I think the next best thing is going to be these meditation cards, which you will get when you sign up for the program. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Megan, I just have a quick question. This is Marion. I just wanted to have a question about the timing of the calls. Are they set up at the beginning? Like, will you be able to send out a list of dates and times going forward for over the 5 months, or is that something that's just going to, you know, happen as we go along, kind of organically?
They are already set so that people can plan ahead.
Okay.
And I've already had women who said who are going to take the program but can't make some of the calls. So
okay. They
will all be recorded and then posted on the membership only site.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep. So all the dates are set.
Going a little further with the time thing, so where do you find out what the dates are that are set? Also, what do you think the, you said something about the 2 to 3 hours a week. What do you think the flexibility on that is on a week-by-week basis?
You mean when you're actually doing the program yourself or on the coaching call? Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, on the program itself, the part you're doing on your own.
Oh, yeah. You know, it could, you know, it may take you only a couple hours. It may take you 5 hours. You don't have to complete everything, but I put lots of exercises, and really I just want you to do the ones that capture your imagination.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really up to you.
And then the schedule of calls, where is that information?
I will send it to you, but it's also on that the page, the link that I sent out over the last couple emails. If you scroll down, you'll find all the dates are on there.
Are the same, or is it the same time as this?
Yes, they'll all be at 6:30 Pacific time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the sales page where you register.
Okay, great.
Well, I really appreciate that all of you have taken out an hour of your time, because I know that we're all really busy, but it's really been a privilege and great that you've all taken the time to be interested in this program. I'm really excited to be a tight group, a private cohort together, so that we can really feel like we're a supportive village of women going through these initiations together. And I'm really open if you want to email me or even call me if you have any more questions that you want to have offline. I'm totally available for that. And I'm really excited to start this program. So thank you so much, everyone joining. Thank you, Sequoia and Marion and Karen, for all the contributions that you made tonight. I'm glad that you're on board and supportive, and it's just great to have you as part of the village. So thanks, everyone, and you know, email me offline if you have any questions. I'll be happy to answer. Well, so thank you so much.